The dentist told me that he needed to drill a little more because he wanted to make sure that the tooth won't continue to decay.
There's no such thing as big or little sin. Ask God to help you drill the sin out of your life. Oh, we're going to the dentist today to drill it out. That's the name of my story. And I'll get to it after I read these good verses from Psalm 19, starting at verse 12. Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our story, drill it out. James clenched the arms of the dentist's chair, hoping Dr. Jones was nearly finished drilling out his cavity. It was a relief when the drill's buzzing stopped and Dr. Jones checked the tooth. Are you finished yet? James asked anxiously. Almost. Just a little more drilling, James, replied Dr. Jones. We want to make sure the tooth won't continue to decay underneath the new filling. He began drilling again. If we don't get every bit of the decay out of this tooth, it will get worse and cause problems later on. Dr. Jones hesitated. It's a bit like that with sin in our lives, isn't it? If we don't completely get rid of a sin, it will also cause problems later on. James nodded numbly, glad he couldn't talk, while Dr. Jones was working. I'm not sure I like having my Sunday school teacher for my dentist, he thought. For example, continued Dr. Jones, when I was younger, I used to tell a lot of little lies, white lies they're often called. I didn't think they'd hurt anyone because they didn't seem like that big a deal to me. But one day, I told a white lie that got blown out of proportion, and I had to keep telling bigger and bigger lies to cover it up. But the truth finally came out, and I got in big trouble. So from now on, if I ever catch myself telling a white lie, I ask God to forgive me and help me always to tell the truth. The buzzing stopped, and Dr. Jones grinned at James. That should take care of this tooth, he said. And if there are any cavities of sin in your life, be sure to get them drilled out, too. In fact, it's a good idea to do it every day. James felt more relaxed now that the drilling was finished, but he thought about what Dr. Jones had said. Just yesterday, he'd told his mom that all his chores were done so he could go over to Jared's, even though they weren't. He sighed as he rubbed the numb part of his jaw. I guess I have some more drilling to do, he thought. Well, how about you? Are there things in your life that you know aren't quite right? Maybe just a little lying, a little cheating, or a little talking about people behind their backs? Hey, there's no such thing as big and little sins. Sin is simply sin, and God hates it all. Confess your sin to God. Ask Him to forgive you and help you drill the sin out of your life. Psalm 119, verse 133, let no iniquity or sin have dominion over me. And our key thought, get rid of sin. Have you checked out our website, itoadu.com? The letters itoadu.com. You'll see a big toad there. He'll take you to Camp Beyond Key, where you can make your own character, decorate your own room, take a Bible course, or play a game. itoadu.com. Bye now. Thanks for listening.